What is in a name? By Krishna's mercy.
Sankalpi si Ram hi samarpi seal sukh subhamai. Jimi Sankar hi Giriraj Girija Hari hi Shri Sagar dai.
Quoth, taking the oath, Janak gave away Sita to Rama in all politeness and happiness in a beautiful scene that was reminiscent of when the king of mountains gave away Parvati to Shiva and when the ocean gave away Lakshmi to Vishnu. Janaki Mangala, Chand 18.1.
This may seem like a silly question, but I considered it worth asking. If we look at the Ramayana, the important personalities go by multiple names. I understand that it relates to both the name given at the time of birth and also activities performed thereafter. We could say there are names based on relationships, as well. For instance, Lakshman, one of the sons of King Dasharat, is also known as Ramanuja. This means that he is a younger brother of Rama. It can also mean that he follows Rama, which is both the dharma of the younger brother and the chosen mood of that great bow warrior, who is considered an incarnation of Ananta Sheshanaga. If we look at Sita Devi, she gets her name from her father. King Janak found her underneath the ground, accidentally. He was preparing the field for a yajna, religious sacrifice, when the amazing discovery took place. A voice from the sky then confirmed that this was his daughter in all righteousness. One of Sita's other names is Janakatmiya. This is a compound word, with the two terms of Janak and Atmiya. We take this to mean Sita is the daughter of King Janak. That makes sense, except for when you further break down the term Atmiya. Sita was technically not born to Janak. He found her. Okay, you have providence, divine intervention, creating the circumstances, but Janak did not produce that daughter. How is Atmiya an accurate name, then? We have something similar with Parvati. She is the daughter of the mountain king. She is also known as Girija, which means that she was produced by the mountain. We know that Parvati is eternally the consort of Mahadeva. It was by special arrangement that she appeared in Himavan's house.
Whether she came from underneath the ground or appeared from the womb of Janak's wife, Sita was the daughter of the king all the same. In the strictest definition, no one is really produced of another. The original father, Lord Brahma, is known as the creator, but this relates to the playing field.
Kshetrajnam chapi ma vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharat. Kshetra kshetra gyor gyanan yattas gyanam matamam.
Quoth, O sign of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its owner is called knowledge. That is my opinion.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 13.3.
As Sri Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, there is both the playing field and the knower of the playing field. The entire universe is the grand playing field, and the specific body types are the localized playing fields. These are produced by Lord Brahma. He is the original father, but Brahma does not produce the living entities. Rather, they are eternal beings. Never was there a time that you did not exist, nor will you ever cease to be in the future.
Na jayate mriyate va kadachin. Nayam bhutva bhavita va na bhuyaha. Ajo nityah shashvato yam purano. Na hanyate hanyamane sharire.
Quoth, for the soul there is never birth nor death, nor, having once been, does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing, undying and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.20.
With respect to Janak, he is worthy of the relationship to Sita, who is originally the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. The name of Janakatmiya honors the king. It describes his high qualifications as a leader, a yogi, a devoted soul, and a knower of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With that relationship to Sita, Janak has the high honor of giving his daughter away to the winner of the bow contest. Lord Shiva is present in that contest in the form of his illustrious bow. Sri Rama, who is Lakshman's elder brother, lifted that bow and won the contest. When Janak gave Sita away to Rama, the scene was reminiscent of the ocean giving away Lakshmi to Vishnu and the mountain king giving Girija to Shiva. These are some of the mysteries to the dealings of the Supreme Lord in the manifest world. Though he is unborn, Asia, God can appear as the son of King Dasharat. Though she is in charge of the material energy, punishing through her trident representing the three sources of misery, Durga Devi can appear as the daughter of the Mountain King. Such appearances are glorious and worthy of eternal celebration. In closing, through appearance demonstration, worthy of celebration into the passage of time, wonderful example to shine, like Sita to Janak coming, instantly his daughter becoming, Mountain King in marriage giving, Parvati with Cupid's conqueror living.